In this bulletin, Victorians head to the polls for the state election. Thousands of people swarm Bondi Beach for a mass nude photo shoot raising awareness of skin cancer. And in sport, Australia's men's tennis team through to the Davis Cup final for the first time in 19 years. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. More than a million people are expected to vote in Victoria's state election today, determining whether Premier Daniel Andrews will swing a third term in power or if the Coalition's Matthew Guy will take office. Voting is open between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m, with the Victorian Electoral Commission expecting nearly half of all enrolled voters to have already cast their ballots early or by post. The state's ailing health system, the cost of living, and funds surrounding the suburban rail loop have all been centre points for the Labor, Coalition and Greens campaigns. Speaking to the Nine Network, Daniel Andrews says his government has an optimistic plan for the future.
And we're out there campaigning to every single Victorian right up until 6 o'clock tonight for free kinder, for adding to the free TAFE course list, for bringing back the SEC, government-owned renewable energy, so that electricity can be for people, not profit. If you don't like your energy company, vote Labor and let's do something about it. Let's have government-owned renewable energy for the future, for skills, for jobs and for lower bills.
Meanwhile, Matthew Guy has told Nine he'll offer Victoria a fresh start.
This is the opportunity we get, not spin and lies and negativity from the Labor government, but a chance to fix our health service. That's today. And on top of that, a good positive plan to relieve the cost of living for so many hard-working families. We've worked hard for the last few years. We deserve some rewards.
The primary suspect in the murder of a Queensland woman in 2018 has been taken to New Delhi's Tihar prison after his arrest by Indian authorities. Rajwinder Singh has appeared in court and been remanded in custody, with his case to be heard again on the 30th of November. Police had been searching for Singh for 4 years in relation to the death of 24-year-old Toya Cordingley, who was killed while walking her dog along Wangetti Beach near Cairns. Queensland authorities are hoping for Mr. Singh's extradition back to Australia, but it's unclear how long the process will take. Russian President Vladimir Putin has met with the mothers of Russian soldiers who were killed in the war with Ukraine. In a carefully orchestrated video, 17 mothers sit at a table laden with tea and cake and tell the president stories of losing their sons on the front lines. The two-hour meeting at Putin's residence outside Moscow coincided with Sunday's Russian Mother's Day. In reply, Putin tells the women the country shares their pain and praises their sons for defending Novorossiya, a nationalist term that literally means New Russia.
The important thing is that we are all mortal, we are all in God's hands, and someday we will all leave this world. It's unavoidable. The question is how we lived. For some people, it's unclear if they live or not, and then they pass away from vodka or something else. Did they live or not? Life imperceptibly slipped somehow, and it is unclear whether a person lived or not. But your son lived for real. His goal has been achieved.
World-renowned photographer Spencer Tunick is promoting awareness around skin cancer by hosting a naked photo shoot on Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach. Around 2,500 Sydney-siders have swarmed the beach from 3:30 a.m. for an installation by Tunick, who's famous for photographing the naked masses. The Waverley Council changed local laws temporarily to make Bondi a nude beach and allow the event to go ahead. Mr. Tunick has told SBS News the event has been a great success.
I think I got a lot of different setups that were artistically successful, and also I think we got the message out there for skin cancer checks. My vision was to sort of create homage to the people who have passed away from skin cancer, and also to do body positions that were empowering, and also that showed a little bit about the loss of life.
In tennis, and Australia's male players have defied all odds with a makeshift doubles pairing, leading them to their first Davis Cup final in 19 years. Jordan Thompson and Max Purcell beat Croatia in a nerve-shredding 2-1 semi-final win. It comes after Alex de Minaur pulled the team back from the brink with his tie-levelling win over Marin Cilic. On Sunday, the Australians will face either Canada or Italy in the final. And that's the latest SBS News.